I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, HYPERTHETICAL.
I'm Caitlin Brodnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams.
We do.
Guys, we love scams. We love you. And we have a really fun episode that we actually recorded a while ago. And shit has changed since we recorded.
Yes. We're hoping this episode, it's all about YouTube. And we hope it's a two-parter. And we hope it takes your mind off the trash fire in our country right now. Everything going on. But it's really fun. And we're talking about some of our favorite YouTube scammers.
Yes, keep fighting in that trash fire. But while you're fighting, we have these updates. So it's about this guy named Jake Paul, who's a YouTube celebrity. I, of course, am a novice of YouTube, but we have incredible correspondence. I cannot wait for the surprise. But basically, Jake Paul, this guy who's a douche, was arrested during the riots in Arizona. And he said he was just there documenting, but there's evidence that he had a vodka bottle that appeared stolen, and he was loitering and inside a mall after they declared, like, please leave, this is unlawful. And so he got arrested. And he's a little bitch.
He sucks so bad. Yeah, so when there was riots a couple of weeks ago for Black Lives Matter, Jake Paul was one of the people. By the way, he's so rich. He doesn't need to loot.
No, he's just coming because he's a bored little boy.
Yeah, he said he was documenting it, but that's a lie. And he's a douchebag and we hate him. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you about another reason to dislike him, too.
Yeah, there's so much more. So I hope you guys enjoy. Again, it's a two-parter because we just got a lot. We have a lot to cover. You know, we're all quarantined. We have a lot on our minds.
We do. And I think we'll have the second part for you guys on Monday, which talks about some of our other favorite YouTubers. And we hope you love it.
Yeah, and we love you guys. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Guys, our podcast is about scams. It's about our obsession with scams. And we're so lucky that we get to connect with everybody and make new best friends, like our scamspondent, who you know and you love, Mackenzie Thomas.
Welcome back, Mackenzie.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Hi. I'm happy to be back. I mean, I'm always happy to be here because I do love you guys so much. And I do think about you guys often. So I'm happy.
We think about you, too.
I'm like particularly jazzed today though, because this is like my first human interaction in like a really long time because I am quarantined alone.
Oh, wow.
That's mind blowing, Mackenzie. I don't know. You know what? Actually, I have a couple listeners that have responded to us and said that they're also alone. And that just shocks me every time.
I love it, though.
You do
I
like love it, though.
I know.
I'm going to make a puppet tonight, too. Sew it from scratch and everything. A puppet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, all day, I wake up at, like, 12. I do my classwork for the semester that I'm trying to complete
this summer. Exists. I keep forgetting.
And then I make TikToks. And then I watch, like, an old episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. And then I go to sleep.
Do you think puppet making is the new sourdough making? Is it, like, the new thing?
Oh, I hope. because I'm not a good baker, but I can sew. Really well. So hopefully I can be a part of that. I wish I could bake. I get so jealous of everybody that I see like making focaccia bread. Like it's really, really, really cool. And I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Bread is good. Speaking of bread. Guys, we have another guest here. Jam-packed episode.
We have another
and
guest.
She's here to talk all about YouTube and scams, and we love her videos. So exciting. Please welcome Amanda Golka.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And you reached out to us and told us you did the Jake Paul cash school, money school scam. You did it.
Financial freedom scam. Yes.
Financial freedom, baby. Yes.
Well, I heard you guys, Mackenzie, you were talking about it on one of the episodes and it stressed me out because I was like, oh no, please don't give him more money. Please don't.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. And because when it was first unfolding, there were so many people who were like, it won't let me cancel my subscription. Like, it won't give me a refund. So I was like, oh God, no, we can't do this. Because when I was going to sign up and I was going to do it, I was like, okay, this is, even if it's not a scam, this is a new company. The chances of them like having some type of technical issue is too high. So I'm going to go and I'm going to get a gift card, a Visa gift card, and I'm going to apply using that so they can't charge my account.
That is so smart.
That's so smart for every subscription.
Mind of a mastermind.
Yes. So wait, let's recap briefly what the Jake Paul's financial freedom scam is.
Oh, wait, let me say really quick, Amanda is a really fabulous YouTuber. She YouTube work was featured in the Shane Dawson documentary. She covers scams. She covers movies.
Her channel is called Swell Entertainment, and Mackenzie informed us that she is a subscriber.
Yes.
Okay, literally, Amanda, I'm the last person to know about anything that's ever happening in my day. And I forgot that this was happening today. Like, my email's broken, but I was like, oh my God. And I texted Sue and Katie and I was like, I am subscribed
She's
to
like,
Amanda.
This is
like I have seen like all your videos. Like
oh, thank you.
I
love
think
that.
You're just so brilliant and so
you're
smart. So I'm so happy
excited.
To have you here today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No, I'm serious though. I'm like a big fan of the podcast.
That
I love you guys. It's great.
Amazing compliment.
Thanks for coming on.
Yes. And we love your work and you do cover scams as well. So okay, now we can go forward.
So, yeah, just recap briefly what, if people haven't listened, what Jake Paul's financial freedom movement is.
So Jake Paul launched the financial freedom movement in February of 2020. And his whole thing, it was kind of like a surprise. There wasn't like, oh, I'm announcing something big. He had like a meet and greet where he announced it and he tried to make it already. That was a scam because he tried to make it seem like it was thousands of people, and then video came out and it showed that there was like max 50 kids there.
Oh no.
And half of them were parents.
But basically it's like but then the whole thing with the financial freedom movement was that it was, oh, you want to be successful? Here's how to do it without college. And this was advertised as, you can go to college or you can do the financial freedom movement.
Oof.
Which already
is,
I was
insane.
Like, is that a good idea to be doing when you have impressionable children watching you?
Also, has he gone to college? Does he know anything about that?
No.
He didn't finish high school. He dropped out at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why are we taking any advice from him?
Exactly. But people were already suspicious of this to begin with because 2 years prior, he had done Edfluence or Team 1000, which no one had really known about.
What's that?
But it was like, so that was basically the same thing, but it was way less produced, And it was basically, here's how to be like Jake Paul. Here's how to learn everything that I have done and how you have the chance to be part of Team 10 and be a part of Team 1000. And it was $7 to sign up. And it was like one-time fee, $7. And then the moment you got through the first video, it said, okay, now it's $57.
What?
And it already it already had your parents. Well, I'm like your parents. Like,
yes,
little kids parents. Doing this. It had the, it saved the credit card information. Like it auto saved it. So you could just like click enter and it would like already put it in.
Do you think that this was Jake Paul signing, just like putting his name on these things? Or he like actually had a hand in it?
So for Edfluence, that was all him. And you could see because all of the videos for the most part were of him, what people have posted since then. With Financial Freedom Movement, there is a lot of evidence to show that the group of guys that he brought on as his experts were in fact who approached him. And then he put his name on the Financial Freedom Movement.
Yeah, got it. That's what it seems like for that one.
And, well, and also it's just like the Edfluence movement specifically was so butt-headed that it just like only could have come from Jake Paul's mind, you know? Mm-hmm. Like there's this thing that like Jake Paul does that like I think like it's very specific to the niche of people that Jake Paul falls under, where he just kind of like talks out of his ass in a way that is just like, it just sounds like such bullshit, you know? And I really got that from Edfluence, but with the Financial Freedom Movement, it's marketed in a genius way to get kids into it. And I'm like, this is not fully the work of Jake Paul.
Well, that's what I understand, that his people are, the fans are all so young, which is like,
so
you
young.
Think of like a child's TV show, but this is a guy who's like in his 20s talking about money, but his followers are such young preteens.
Yeah.
A lot of them have also grown up with him. So I don't doubt that there are people that are now 16 to 20 year olds and even probably older who do watch Jake Paul, especially now because he's followed the Logan Paul route with bringing porn stars and nude models into his like vlogs. So now he's getting like, oh my God, Jake Paul has my favorite porn star in his videos. He's got Riley Reid in his videos. Mm-hmm. Like I gotta watch all of his stuff now, you know?
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
But the thing is though, I used to babysit this group of kids. It was three kids. They were so bad. Like rascals, right?
Rascals.
But the only thing that they liked to watch altogether was Jake Paul vlogs. So I used to consume a lot of Jake Paul's content, but the youngest was 5. And this was like,
did Jake Paul start when he was really young? Yeah, did he start when he was really young?
Well, Jake Paul? Yes. The thing about Jake the Pauls, they got famous on Vine. They were like little like blonde boys on Vine that used to do pranks like on their parents.
Okay. They also did though. They did try and start a YouTube channel like in the OG like 10 years ago YouTube called Zoosh or something, I believe. And they were like copying Smosh and all that. But they've always seemed to want to try and like make it in the celebrity YouTube online scene. And then Vine was just one of the ways to do it because Vine, let's face it, catered to attractive people. And at the time, that's what a lot of their content was like, oh, here's me kind of doing something kind of funny, but also I'm taking my shirt off. So all these young teenagers are going to watch what I'm doing.
Yeah. You know? Like, Dem White Boys.
Oh my God.
Yes. Do you know Dem White Boys from Vine? Those country boys that would take their shirts off and do the grind on me challenge. And they became like the most famous thing in my middle school.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
It was easy.
What do you feel like you learned from the financial freedom movement?
Everything I could have found on YouTube. Okay. And everything I pretty much knew already, because a lot of it was just like, oh, here's me introducing myself. Here's my credentials. Here's how to use Instagram to market for yourself and for your business. And a lot of that is information that's available already on YouTube from established YouTubers for free. And then also a lot of these guys have talked about this stuff publicly before. And even now, like, okay, so you know, if you want to go and check the Financial Freedom Movement, sometime in April, he did make it free to access.
Really?
Oh my yes. God.
So, but also he has not marketed it. He has not talked about it, has not mentioned it since March.
Yeah.
And so he's clearly trying to distance himself from everything.
Yeah.
But also it's because, so at the end of February or March 19th, I think is when I, February 19th is when I had signed up. March 19th is when I had lost access. Technically, they tried to recharge my card again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do a 1 month follow up to see like if he's followed up on any of his promises, if he's done anything like that. Because some of the things that he promised were like live weekly video calls where like you could watch live and like you could comment and ask questions and they would answer questions with Jake and the experts. And there was the chance, like, because I was one of the top 10,000 movement makers, which is still being advertised on the main site.
Right.
Which means they never made
the 10,000. They never got 10,000.
Yes. So technically, I should be getting a t-shirt. I should be getting a free ticket to a Jake Paul show in 2020, which...
Yes!
Which pre-pandemic, I never received. And the chance to get flown out to LA to meet Jake, you know, all of that. I never received anything implying like, oh, you're in the top 10,000. Oh, you're a movement maker. None of that. And then also when I did them 1 month later, I was like, okay, there's been 4 weeks. They were going to do weekly video calls. Surely they've done at least like one or two in this time. There's no evidence then that they had done it. And even now, which is 4 or 5 months later, that they've ever done any of the live weekly video calls. And those are still being advertised on the site.
Oh no, what a scam.
Crazy. In your video too, didn't you, when you were like breaking this information on your YouTube channel, I loved it. And you were saying that the experts that he was saying that you could access were just because they were all part of the same shared platform in a company, and technically the company spread it wide. And so the people he said you would get expert advice from were not technically even signed up under his... I'm not saying so it right, for, sorry.
No, I totally get what you're saying. So in the original like workshop area for the Financial Freedom Movement when it was first launched, he has like 5 or 6 experts that are marketed on his site. Like, this is who we have when you like sign up for us. And they're all on the main page. And then once we get to this, and then like when I went to do my 1 month later update is when I saw that they had added the skill shop in a my purchases section. And that is where they had mixed in with Bradley's Lightspeed VT platform, which was, oh, we use this site, which anyone who has like a business type of course can upload their content to. But then somewhere in the like sign up process, it says, oh, you consent to other people sharing your videos on their platforms to kind of grow the audience. And I had actually reached out to Bradley because I had no idea. That was me doing not full research, because if I had even looked at his bio before I DM'd him, I would have seen that it said Lightspeed VT in his bio. But he, I DM'd him and I was like, hey, I'm just wondering, like, I saw you're on here, but you're not advertised on the site. Is there a reason that your content is available on the Financial Freedom Movement or the Skills Shop? And he had got back. He's like, yeah, they use my content and or they use my platform. And it was just kind of like a very short answer. But he's under fire right now, or he was a couple weeks ago. Well, he was under fire a couple weeks ago because he started doing, you know, those videos on Instagram where it's like, I'm an entrepreneur because I hated my life and now I'm rich. You can do that too.
Yes.
He started doing those, but for coronavirus misinformation.
No.
Like, we shouldn't be wearing masks, and here's why. The masks do nothing, and here's why, doing all of that. So,
Lord,
canceled.
We love that.
Wait, so how much? So, this was $20 a month, is what it costs. Mm-hmm.
That was the 50% off special price for the movement makers. Originally, it's $39.99.
Okay, but now it's free.
Mm-hmm. Now it's free, but it still says, even on the site, that, oh, when you sign up, you get it 50% off.
Okay. I think the most jarring thing from your video that I saw was the letter to the parents. So there's this like convincing letter that's like why you should join the Freedom. And then it says it's only $20. Don't have $20. Ask your parents. And then there's this long letter that tries to convince parents to give the kid $20. Like that was so creepy to me.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Like I just feel... I hate the way he does the ads for Financial Freedom, like the two videos that are on the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. It's like, are your parents like living the life that they want? Like, are they happy? Do you want to go to college? Like, that's so targeted towards kids that are living at home with their parents in this transitional stage in their life where they're probably like early high school, like. And it's so, so, like, manipulative.
It's so dangerous. Yeah,
so manipulative.
And he's very good
at
it.
And when I first went on the platform, like, I went to the community page where anyone can post on the site. And I saw in there were children posting their photos like, hey, I'm 17. Hey, I'm 13. Let's prove our parents wrong. Oh, let's show that we can do this. And, like, I didn't show any of their photos and I didn't show their names or anything like that because I was like, I can't do that to these kids. That's not okay in any capacity. But it's like, also I talked about in the video, it's like there are parents who would look at this like, oh, it's like behind a paywall, it's safe. Like, it's Jake Paul. Like, yeah, he's a terrible, questionable person, you know, and he like does all
but
these crazy stunts
for
and
years.
My kids do this. Yes, you know, so it's like there are probably parents who are like, oh, they're just going to like get a message into the void, probably message to Jake Paul and get no response. But I talked about how it's like, I could have messaged literally anyone on that platform.
That's
privately.
So scary.
And that stressed me out.
Creepy, because it's creepy. All these minors and you could see their like names and stuff. Like that's so creepy. Mm-hmm.
And now on the platform, because it's free, I checked it today because I was just trying to make sure like, okay, it still says 10,000 and everything. And that's how I found out it was now free. But also there are people just posting porn on the site, like just posting screenshots of boobs out, of women's boobs. And there's no moderation. Nothing's been taken down. And another YouTuber, PewDiePie, he actually he paid for it in the time and accessed it. And he posted, like, not topless photos, but clothed photos of, like, a porn star on there as well. But there are people now posting photos of topless models on the site now.
What?
There's no moderation.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It feels very culty to me, too. Like some of the kids' comments.
But he's doing a shit job of starting a cult. Like
it's just a lazy cult.
Early Team 10 was perfect cult stardust. Like if you see any of like, if you ever look up the Hollywood Fix, Jake Paul, the kids chanting Jake Paul outside, even the moms that are there with their kids that are like 11, you guys made them famous. They have to come outside to come see you. You guys need to remember like you guys are the ones that made them famous. The moms, the parents are telling their kids this as they're standing outside of people's homes.
It's so weird. weird. Ew. It's terrible.
It's so weird. But like, I don't know. He obviously wants to create something that he wants. He wants that again. I feel like Jake Paul keeps on chasing the feeling that he had when like Fox News was outside of the Team 10 house when he was jumping on news vans and stuff like that. And kids were screaming his name. But like, it's the internet. The shelf life for these people is so short. And he's trying to create like these like quote unquote cults, right? Like these financial cults, but it seems like he loses interest in them like 4 weeks after he starts
them.
When
he doesn't even have the skill.
It seems like he just launched this thing and then has had no hand in it. Like no video chats, no moderation, no nothing. So he just launched it and he's like, okay, I'm done with it, you know?
Amanda, what other things did they offer besides like you don't have to go to college? Like did it offered like training classes, video, did offer like financial support?
Pretty much, it wasn't financial support, it was just video courses of how to make money through different avenues on the internet, like how to set up a Shopify store. Oh, like we're in the gig economy, here's different gig options. And it was just telling you like, oh, you can drive for Uber, you can like drive for Uber Eats, and you can drive for all these things. Like it was so like basic information, but also it's like, like someone like me, I would get nothing out of it. But there's a 12-year-old probably on the site who was like, oh my God, I'm learning so much. And it's Jake Paul teaching me. Yay. Mm-hmm. Like just that alone, they're going to sit there and be like, yeah, it's Jake Paul. Like I'm learning so much.
Oh, and didn't you say in your video that you could, there was like a group calendar and you created a group event?
I found out later it wasn't a group calendar. I was so sad. So no, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, please have this be true.
Yeah.
And I found the calendar and I originally found the calendar because I thought they were going to be sharing like, oh, this is when the live streams are going to be. And so I went to the calendar and there was nothing on the calendar for either month that it was available. And I was like, wait, can I add something? And so I added lawsuit party to the calendar.
So smart.
My video was going to come out or something. And then I found out later from someone else who had like had access and then like was able to delete it because they made it easier after the fact when people were like, hey, why can I not cancel my subscription? Why can't I cancel? And he was like, I'm sorry, I checked it. It's not there. I don't think it's a communal calendar. I was like, gosh darn it.
Maybe they just deleted it. I feel like they saw it. I want to believe.
I have a whole conspiracy about the financial freedom movement. Like, I think it was Drew Gooden or Danny Gonzalez made a video about Edfluence 2 years later.
Drew, yeah.
Drew, and 2 weeks later, they created the financial freedom movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally 2 weeks later, it just came out of nowhere after Drew Gooden made this, like, long video saying, like, you promised this, 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 and this, and you didn't do it, and now
you deleted the website.
You deleted the website, and, like, financial freedom movement just came out of nowhere after that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, part of me does think that that was coincidence because it does seem, because there are early interviews with Jake from like actual news platforms where he does seem to really believe in what he's talking about. He is still being a blowhard about it. Like, I don't need to go to college because I'm like, look at how successful, because remember his whole thing early on with YouTube and with Vine and all that was, I want to be the youngest billionaire. I want to be the youngest internet billionaire. And that was his whole thing. And so he does believe some of what he's saying. And I think also, like, I do think a lot of what's happened lately and even before this has to do with the last two fights that he did with the boxing matches that he's done.
Oh, my God.
I went to the Logan Paul versus KSI fight and just seeing Jake walk through the crowd with the belt on.
They were physically fighting.
I went to the fight.
Yeah, yes, he hosted fight. Like a fight. Like a
this guy tries to boxing. Do everything. It's like he's just pulling at a way to be a celebrity and all these different things.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the fight?
I went to the fight in LA. I went to the Logan Paul versus KSI second fight in LA.
Okay.
And so because my dad had watched the first one online and he was good like, those are two incredible fighters. I want to see them fight in person. And I had never been to a fight and he wanted to take me to my first one. So he was like, we're going. And he's so supportive. He was like, you have to film, but like, I'm going to get us good seats and for your channel. So nice. And we're going to do this. And I was able to see like all of the YouTubers coming in and all that. And Jake just saddled up in his suit with Tana because they were like married at the time. And saddled up. We can talk about that too.
Are they still married?
Oh, we
I don't
love.
Know.
But he had like the belt on because he had won his fight against Deji. And then in January, I believe, or maybe even February, he did the fight against, I believe Anison Gibb is his name, who's a UK YouTuber and an actual boxer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he won that fight too, really quickly. And so I think the difference now, especially between Jake and Logan, is Logan had that sobering thought of losing that fight of, I'm not invincible. Yeah.
Right.
And Jake hasn't have that yet.
It destroyed him, too. It destroyed mm-hmm. Logan when he lost that fight. And mm-hmm. Jake is, like, good at fighting, like, which is surprising.
They're both good athletes. I'll give them that. They both took it very seriously. Because if it had just been like, oh, I won, and then he's posting videos about him eating fries constantly and not in the gym. Like, no, they made it very clear, hi, we're training for this. We're taking this seriously, which I do have to respect that element of it.
Right.
So
exactly.
Wait, so getting back to the financial freedom, can we say 100% that this is completely a scam?
At the very least, it's false advertising and fraudulent marketing.
Yeah.
So I do think that in that element, because there are promises that weren't delivered upon. And then also, like, my account that I had been locked out of because I hadn't paid, I tried logging in today because, again, the site's free now. And it still says my account is shut down and inactive. So it's like there are people who did pay who did not get a refund. The site's now free. There was nothing's been advertised about it. The part of what people were paying for, again, was the one-on-one or potential one-on-one interaction of a live stream. And that never happened.
Yeah.
And none of the promises have been delivered upon. And so I would say, yes, it's a scam.
Yeah.
But at the very least, it's fraudulent marketing.
100%, mm-hmm. and it's preying on minors, which is shitty.
Yeah, that element.
You can't have a letter to parents and say that it's not targeting.
Oh
minors,
my god,
you know? He's so super aware of it, and that's what's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So we have more, of course. This conversation went on and on, and we have so much to say. This first part was about Jake Paul, and the second one, you're gonna find out about. Spoiler alert, Amanda was live at TanaCon. TanaCon.
Amanda was on the ground at TanaCon. Amanda's what we would call a YouTube scholar.
Yes, she knows everything. As you can see, we're gushing over her in this podcast. We're so lucky to have her. So she and Mackenzie Thomas join us back for the next episode where she tells us exactly what happened. It's really fun.
It's so fun. And I think that one is going to be out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be out on Monday for you guys. So we hope you have a good weekend.
Yes, and of course, if anything like this has happened to you, if you were at the protest and you saw Jake Paul throw shit, let us know. You can always call us on our Hot Tip Hotline, because you know I love a phone call, at 347-509-9414.
And you can always email us at scamwellpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks, guys.
And we love you guys. Stay strong. Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.